As you approach Little Galoo Island, the first thing you notice is the smell. It's kind of like a huge 52-acre birdcage, 5 miles offshore in Lake Ontario. This is the home to the largest colony of double-crested cormorants in North America. The island is covered with nests, baby chicks, and piles of bird guano. Russ McCullough is a wildlife biologist with the New York Department of Environmental Conservation.
I mean, as a biologist, it's a really interesting place to work. It's a colonial water bird colony. It's not a pleasant place for humans. It's not where you would go for a picnic. But as a biological phenomenon, it's really interesting.
More than 100,000 birds live on Little Galoo Island, and 12,000 of them are cormorants. Their nests cover the white limestone, and they weigh down the few dead trees that are still standing. Almost everything on the island has been killed by bird droppings. In fact, even the biologists are getting covered. They often come here to conduct studies on the birds. But today, they're on a different mission. They're here to destroy the cormorants' eggs. Each of them carries a backpack with a long hose snaking out of it. It contains a yellow jug of mazola oil, which they use to coat the nests. Biologist Jim Farquhar is spraying a colony that's clustered around a fallen tree.
Okay, right now we've just started treating some of the nests, the cormorant nests, with oil. It's just a corn oil, food grade. What that's going to do is essentially suffocate the egg. It seals the pores in the eggs and the egg does not develop. So the birds, not knowing that the egg has essentially died, continue to sit on that. The idea being you never get the eggs to hatch and the birds go through the season without producing any young.
30 years ago, this would have been unimaginable. The cormorant was virtually wiped out by pesticides. But now, a growing number of states are facing a dilemma. The bird is protected by the North American Migratory Bird Treaty Act, but it's come to be viewed as a pest, a fish-eating pest. Cormorants have had an impact on bass, perch, and salmon populations, and those are the same fish that many humans depend on to make a living. So a handful of states, including New York and Vermont, are now killing cormorant eggs. Russ McCullough says so far, it's worked.
We would like to reduce the chick production by at least 90% from what it would otherwise be. And as of this week, it looks like we're on course to do that. By this time last year, there would have been at least 1,000, probably 2,000 chicks out here of cormorants. And this year, there was one that we counted today. So, as of now, we're sure online for doing what we'd like to do.
The egg oiling has been welcomed by local fishermen, but environmental groups have expressed some reservations. Jeff Wells is with the National Audubon Society.
Our general position has been that the scientific studies have shown some circumstantial evidence that cormorants may have an impact, and although we would prefer to have the connection proven beyond a shadow of a doubt before there is a control measure, we're willing to try to be fair about this and not oppose the oiling of eggs, and we have been opposed to the killing of adult birds as a way to bring the population down.
Biologist Russ McCullough says the state's action has been complicated by illegal cormorant killings. A group of local fishermen shot more than 2,000 last summer.
It was done without an idea of what needed to be done. Now, it may come down at some time that the necessary action is going to be to shoot some birds. That may very well happen, but that will be done legally and with the right process. That kind of illegal activity, I don't like it.
For state biologist Jim Farquhar, this is just another example of the challenges they face in balancing the needs of people with the needs of wildlife.
There are many people who would prefer that we'd let nature take its course, so to speak. There are also other people who want and demand very, very quick action to resolve the problem of cormorants and fish. People have many different demands of wildlife, and oftentimes we're caught trying to satisfy those demands while looking out for the wildlife at the same time.
So far, state biologists say they've been able to strike a balance. Fishing guides are glad some action is being taken, and groups like the National Audubon Society are glad adult birds are being left alone. But the controversy is sure to continue, as biologists here look for more aggressive ways to control the population of a bird they must also protect. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Henderson Harbor, New York.